بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد We're discussing inheritance, miras, wirathat and this concept in sharia where a person will leave behind a will. It is very important. When it comes to inheritance, we find that a person does not leave behind a will and he leaves out of loose ends in his lifetime after his demise, uncertainty, what belongs to who, what is left behind. By leaving a will, things are tied up, the shares are already stipulated, executors are already appointed, and everyone has itminan. And from experience we have found that those that leave behind a will, as we mentioned yesterday, even if it be a traveler's will, there's one page only, fill in the blanks, I so and so, appoint so and so as my executor, not only for the men but for the ladies also, whether they have jewelry, do not have jewelry. To leave behind a will is a shari injunction from the side of sharia. We find from experience those that leave behind their will and things already are stipulated, everything is running smooth after the demise of the person, the first thing that happens is that the heirs make a lot of dua for the marhum because they feel safe, he's done it the right way. So the extent, my dear brothers, we find that those that don't leave behind the will, there's so much of jagra, quarrel, uncertainty. Those that are left behind the same very night, the same day already, we feel the tension, the anxiety within their family. What has he done? Has he left behind the will? That those that are entitled to shares are not, they're uncertain whether we're going to get our share or not. That they don't even feel like making dua also. What did he do? Did he leave behind? What is our share? It's a natural feeling. We know there is something there, even something small also, but we're not sure whether we're going to get it. That they don't even feel from within their hearts to make dua for the marhum also. That how did he leave behind an estate like this? Not wound up. Unless he leaves behind a person, a pious child that will take control of everything. And on the contrary, person leaves behind a shari'i will, everything is stipulated, everything is above board. Then they feel motivated to make dua for the marhum. Alhamdulillah, everything is tied up, everything is above board. He left behind the will. They want to make dua. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. So every item in the estate, big or small, is now the joint property of all the beneficiaries, all the heirs. It will have to be distributed according to the shares allocated, allotted by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. All the shares already allotted for the father now to stipulate otherwise. Is against Quran Sharif. This is one chapter in Quran Sharif where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already stipulated the shares for everyone. When it comes to salah, in Quran you will find already the injunction is given. Aqimu salah, aqimi salah, perform salah, establish salah, wa'atu zakah, pay your zakat. When it comes to fast, kutiba alaykumus siyam, that siyam and fasting has been made farz upon you. But all the detail is found in Hadith Sharif. This is one chapter of deen where Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gives the injunction and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala explains explicitly how much must go to the mother, how much to the son, how much to the females, to the parents. All is already explained in Quran Sharif. To usurp wealth from a deceased estate is a major sin. The wealth left behind by the deceased should be distributed in accordance with Sharia, to the ruling of a mufti and then given to each shareholder so that it remains in his or her possession. One can spend from what is one's share. This is also very important. Sometimes the wasi and the executor of the estate be a son, so he has full control of the estate. Then he wants to do something good for the parents from the estate. So he calls together the entire family that I think now before we distribute everything, let's do some sadqa jariya for the marhum. And I've already found a project, masjid project, whether it's building, whether bricks, whether carpet, or some borehole. Most probably he's well-to-do. Now he has sisters already that are entitled to a share. So he tells them, from each share, I want to take out 5,000, 10,000. So from amongst the heirs, you will find some are affluent, not, and some not so affluent. And those that may be affluent also right now, they need the cash. But he puts this forward, and he asks permission from them all together. Can I take from your share 5,000, 10,000? Or even when it comes to the kafara and fidya of Salah, for example, that Ma wasn't well, and she has a maid who was here to bequest, that I missed so many namazes. But the eldest son, executor, that we know Ma, or we know father, left behind so many rosa, didn't keep, so many namaz he didn't read. So I think we should take out so much. But they haven't made wasiyat. They haven't made a wasiyat because they're not wajib, not compulsory on the heirs. Each heir wants to take out individually, he may take out. But now the executor puts it as a ijtimai amal, a collective amal, that we all take it out together, but not compulsory. So you might find one sister will say, buy from my share, you can take out so much, I don't have a problem. The brother might say, no problem. But you might have a sister that she needs the money right now. Now emotionally she'll feel pressurized that I also have to give in, but I'm not happy with it. But everybody is saying yes, I can't say no. So this is an incorrect way to do it. The executor of the estate has to distribute everything. Distribute everything, put the money in the hand of the heirs, thereafter send a personal message. We have an avenue, sadaqa jariya. If you'd like to give, then you may transfer or give me the cash. Everyone individually. So there's no ill feelings, there's no pressure on anyone. And the money is in the hand. Give the money in the hand. Now if you'd like to give it back so much amount, you're welcome to. But not collectively. Has to be done individually, so nobody feels the pressure. So this also, the executive of the estate has to make mashwara to ulama ikram how to do certain things in the estate. So he cannot just take it on his own, that Ben, I've taken so much from your estate, I'll give you the remainder behind after that. That's not correct. So one can spend from what one's share is. Nothing should be spent before the distribution. Nothing should be spent before the distribution and allotment of the shares, to spend from the estate before it has been wound up and distributed without the permission of the heirs or to derive benefit from it is totally haram. Generally, after the demise of the father, the sons deprive the mother and sisters from their rightful shares. They give them a small share, deceiving them. They should realize that by usurping the rights of others, they are inviting poverty, difficulties, and finally punishment in Jahannam. This we find also happens commonly, that the shares aren't given completely. The son is involved in the business for many years, he is the executor of the estate, doesn't declare everything to the heirs. And then he sets up himself. As we heard before also, whether usury, interest, this haram wealth that he is taking, many tabi'een, those that saw sahaba radiallahu anhum, they said, our experience we found, that it takes 40 years for that haram, for that haram earnings or that empire to collapse. Within 40 years it happens. Someone within the family will suffer the loss of it. But this money came in haram, wasn't done correctly, estate was not wound up according to Shariat. It takes 40 years. And when we speak about poverty, we usually think about wealth. Poverty can also apply to spiritual poverty. That person who was done down, so to say, and he made sabr, or she made sabr. And within their hearts, they found also that we'll overlook it. It's okay, they took it in the incorrect manner. Allah Ta'ala will give us barakat. And we'll find more than often the barakat in that family will be, Allah will bless that family with ulama, huffaz, dini workers. That's the barakat in iman, amal, taqwa. And Allah will open the rosy also. And that family that took it incorrectly, poverty will come to them. And the first poverty will be, they'll find their own children becoming disobedient to them. Their grandchildren, Allah Ta'ala save them. They will turn away from Deen-e-Islam also. And then you'll find in the family, it's because the entire empire is running on haram. They took the share of the family members. If Allah Ta'ala give us the heart, we forgive them also. Like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. End of the day, he wanted jannat for everyone. Ya Allah, forgive them, give them barakat also. So, big heart like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us multifold in return. If we open our hearts, Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. Inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow. Subhanahu.